Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm Minister James Bling, and I'm broadcasting live from Phoenix, Arizona. Well, I just want to welcome all of you and pray that you have had a wonderful week, a wonderful Thanksgiving, and that most of all, that you're safe. There's a lot going on out there, and being safe is important, beloved one. So I pray that you have done all the right things to protect yourself and keep yourself out of harm's way. And that I'm just grateful you're able to come back and join me for this week. Every week that you're able to come back is a blessing for you and a blessing for me to have you to come back to be take part in this show. So for all my old listeners, I welcome you back and excited to have you. And all my new listeners, I welcome you as well. And I guess today is one of those kind of shows I got to do a disclaimer on. This is a metaphysical ministry, New Age ministry. And today's topic is going to be one that's going to be very profound and very deep. And for some of you, if you're new, this may be a totally different kind of message that you have heard. But if you're open and receptive to hearing something new and to learning something new, then you're in the right place. And if you're being guided here, then that means that you're ready and open and receptive to hear this message today. It is a very eye-opening and mentally aware, mentally conscious kind of message that will do your soul good. So just hang in there and all is well. But anyway, you know, all of you who have been listening to me for a while know that I kind of have a format of how I do the show. And I always ask for Spirit's assistance. Beloved ones, I am just a vessel. You know, I'm here and I open myself to Spirit and allow Spirit to flow into my life. And, you know, before I do any of these shows, I always say to Spirit, all of you and none of me, all of you and none of me, all of you and none of me, because I want the power of God to be the one who brings you the message and to allow it to flow through me and use me just to be able to have my voice, to be able to tell you and share what Spirit is sharing with me. You know, it's some of the things that I talk to you about is things that I am conscious and aware in my space because I've experienced it. And some of the things that happen and come to me, it comes strictly through Spirit, you know. So I am open and receptive to be a vessel to allow myself to be used. I have said yes to Spirit. I will do the work that you so desire for me to get out. So I'm open and receptive. And so what comes out is what Spirit allowed to come out, okay? And it is all good, beloved ones. So anyway, you know that I always open up with a prayer. So we're going to open up with prayer this morning as usual. Then we're going to get into this most profound and wonderful message. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. But anyway, let's pray. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for bringing us through another week and allowing us to have another day of life. We come with gratitude and open heartness, knowing that you are the source of all that is in our lives, and yet you continue to allow your energy to flow into our physical bodies, that we've been woken this morning through your love and through your gratitude. You touched our souls and woke us up to have another day. That means that we still have work to be done and that we are a work in progress and that we'll continue to grow and continue to move forward. And we know that it's all through your support, God. So we say thank you, God, for your divine awakening this morning and bringing us into our right physical and mental minds and spirits. We give gratitude and thanks this morning, beloved God, for safety. We thank you, God, for protecting our physical bodies, you know, from kick us out of the way of harm and any danger that can come into our space. We give gratitude and thanks for that. We pray this morning also for the protection of the beloved workforce and those doctors and nurses and the ambulance drivers and all those who put their lives on the line to bring about protection and help for those people who are suffering from the virus and who are under any condition of health that we thank you, God. Put them in your white light of protection and keep them safe as they do their job to assist us to be better. And we ask you, God, just to continue to give covering over of them. Those who are ill, that you will cover them and put your protection around them, and that if you are deemed for them to be better, that you will help them in their healing process. And if it's time for them to make their transition, that you will give them blessings and give their soul blessings on this journey. So we say thank you, God. We know that you're in charge and you are all as well. So we keep our eyes focused on you. We focus on you, God, knowing that you are God and that you are orchestrating this universe as you seem fit. And we know that everything is in divine order. Regardless of how we may see it from our physical eyes, it is still in divine order that you have a plan and you are working your plan. So we know that everything worked together for the good. So we say thank you, God. We are also grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Well, beloved ones, like I say, I'm so grateful that you're here today, and because we have a topic today that's going to be pretty eye-opening and for a lot of you, and for some of you older metaphysical people, this will not be a lot of new information, but for some of you, it will be. This is a very opening and interesting topic that we are participating in here today. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. Like I said, many of my metaphysical and New Age listeners are quite aware of this topic. And for some of your other folks, this may be the very first time that you've heard this term expressed. But it is a term that's frequently used in the metaphysical and New Age communities. You know, to help you better understand this statement, I like to a little bit of history with you and a little bit of biblical knowledge with you. We're going to go back in the Old Testament, back in Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish, the sea, and other birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and all over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Okay? That is a pretty profound statement in itself, beloved one. And I want to take a minute to sort of break this down a little bit for you, because there's something very significant that's being said here in this chapter that I don't know if many of you caught up with. First of all, it says, "Let us make man in our image." The word "us" is being utilized. The word "us" has a significant meaning, you see, beloved one. And then the word "our" has another meaning. A lot of us who have brought up in traditional churches have been taught it that God itself was made everything by himself. This chapter in this particular book is saying that us meaning more than one, us meaning more than one, our meaning more than one. So to me, that tells me that there was a structure that's already in place. There was an organizational structure in the spiritual realm. There were other angelical beings operating in this realm of spiritual beings. And God only knows how long that has been taking place. That's way beyond something that I could even think about to share with you. But it does tell me that there were other beings and other entities there in this spiritual realm with the Creator that helped create you and me. Okay? And these creators participated in the actual molding of our spirits and souls to help bring forth this energy. And my own personal belief, now you can take this however you want, we all have our personal belief, I believe that there was masculine and feminine energy at this event. I believe there were the masculine energy and there was feminine energy at this event. And so when these souls were being developed, they were being endowed with masculine and feminine energy. You see, beloved ones, this makes sense to me, okay? The image of God was not based on your physical looks. So many of you may think, when you hear the word God, I was made in the image of God, and then you may go to the mirror and say, whoa, God must have been a beautiful person, a beautiful thing, because I was made in his image, he's made in my image. So, you know, no, beloved ones, your physical body has nothing to do with the image of God, okay? So let's get that very clear. Your physical body has nothing to do with your spiritual energy. Your spirit that is inside of your being is the same, made from the same DNA structure of the creators who were able to create you. They were able to transfer their DNA inside of your physical bodies. Now, how that was done, don't ask me to try to explain that to you, because there's no way that I could explain that to you. I don't know. As a spiritual being, I don't know how long my spirit has actually been around, whether I was there or what was happening. But anyway, I am depending on the God force that I open myself up to all the time to give me information and to provide me with his information. But I do know that the God's DNA strain was placed inside of our physical souls and was there for us. And that was done, the gods could prepare to make a physical man, just like it was making all the other creatures on planet Earth, okay? And once this physical protege was made, then this spirit was put into this protege's body. Okay, beloved ones, the spirit of God was actually put into the physical body of this being that would be, because there were other creatures and other beings already on planet Earth. Now, I'm just talking about planet Earth at the time. We'll expand that a little bit further later on. But for planet Earth, there were other beings here, other life forms here. And so when God created this human form is when he put that spirit inside of her. And that human form was here to be able to help in managing that physical being, was there to be God's heifer here on the other side. And that's why God said, we will give them the means over all of the creatures. And so when that physical body was put here on Earth, that was the purpose. They were supposed to be caretakers of the planet. Okay? So let's share with you that you are pure spirit, beloved one. Anything else outside of you is just your ego. Your pure spirit is that which is within you. You may be known by many names. It could be called, a lot of us like to use I am presence. Some of us like to use our God self, you know, or just God. But whatever you decide to use, it is direct DNA descendant of the gods who created you. Okay? So you have come directly from your higher spiritual self. The conversation I'm having is totally to you right now, is being led by spirit, and I am sharing with you this by spirit. Sometimes, you know, I feel as if I'm being channeling, you know, because this information spirit, and like I told you, whenever I prepare myself to do these kind of shows, I always said, God, all of you, God, all of you, none of me. God, all of you, none of me, because some of this stuff I could not intellectually tell you how it obtained, other than, you know, when I start writing, that answer comes to me and spirit opened me up to be able to do and provide with you that which it is. And like I always tell you, I'm just a vessel here to be used. But anyway, these creatures that God has put on this planet called the human beings were definitely created by spiritual beings, okay? Beloved one, you are a spiritual being having a human experience. And you need to really understand that. Like I said, some of us call it your I am presence. I like that term. I like the term I am presence because it just seemed to have meaning to me. You know, you can call it as you simply mean, want to call it. Like I said, a lot of people feel comfortable saying the God within me. However, it is all the same thing. God has given the human creature the ability to create. You see, God gave you the ability to be a co-creator. That means that you have the ability to create things in your own world. So, and that you're doing through your spiritual one, because you were given that. Now, when God gave you the ability to create, and he said for mankind, go and duplicate, fill the earth with humankind. That's what God wanted you to do, to come and to fill the earth with human. It all started from the protege man that was created, and God created man and woman to produce and to have to multiply. Okay, and you, like I say, hey, part of your duties as a human being is to help maintain and help take care of the planet. Now, I don't know how much of that is actually going on these days. We've seen there may be a derelict of duty there, but that was the part of the purpose of you actually being put on planet Earth was to be a caretaker. Your souls were assigned to your body. Your souls were assigned to your body once the physical bodies were formed, okay? And now even as you are in your parents, or were in your parents' womb and beginning to develop, at some point the spirit entered your physical body. Once your body was whatever you decided to, or whatever you wanted to come here as, your spirit actually took place and in your mom's body before you even actually came out of the birth canal. You had a soul. You had a spirit. See, these spirits and these souls vibrate at such a high illuminated light that you could not even look upon the soul with your eyes. Your eyes would not be able to sustain the look of a pure soul. It is so bright and so illuminated. So the physical body is necessary to be able to enclose and surround your physical being so that your soul can go about to do its work here, okay? You had to have a physical body to house your soul to be able to do the work that you came here to do, beloved ones, okay? So always remember, your physical body is just a temporary housing for your soul, your spirit. Okay, it's always there, and it gives you the ability to go about doing your work. And you know, because you are God's eyes, ears, and feet on planet Earth. And so, with this physical body, you're allowed to be able to go about doing that work. That's why the physical body has an important function, and that is why it is that you should always take care of your physical bodies. Because these physical bodies are needed in order for you to be able to do God's work. When your body is not capable and not operating in proper perspective, you are not able to fulfill your duties. So you, by all means, are responsible for taking care of these physical bodies so you can carry out your earthly purpose. Okay, beloved ones, this is definitely so, because you're here to multiply and to continue to in the whole project of planet Earth. And so as you begin to mature as a soul, and as souls begin to mature, because, you know, when the first souls were entered into the physical body, they were babies and they were new souls. So that project for them was the growth. So just like your baby and your physical being, the souls that inherit the earth and the first prodigy man and the first prodigy woman was there as baby souls, okay? It was new for them also. So, but as souls begin to mature and begin to become more aware and conscious of their being, the Creator gave them a special gift. It's called free will. So you see? But with the free will became responsibilities. And those responsibilities is what's really direct and what is needed with your free will in order to fulfill your earthly purposes. Okay? They became responsible for their own deeds and actions. Once you understand your free will, you know that you can make a decision or a choice about what it is that you want to do in your life. But there is consequences when you make these decisions, okay? These deeds and actions are consequences, come with consequences. In other words, you are given the ability to co-create your lives. See, you were given the ability, with your free will, you are creating every day of what your life will be like by using your free will. Just, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing that you are able to create more every day just by the use of your decisions you make. Every decision you make, beloved ones, every thought that you have, every moment, emotion you have is being recorded and is being implemented in some kind of way. And so you have to really be careful of what decisions you make in your life, because it makes a total difference in your life. The physical body only serves, beloved ones, for your journey here. And once you are done with your spiritual work, or whether you have not even completed your spiritual work, your physical body, once it decides to your soul decides to leave your physical body, because maybe you haven't taken care of it well, you haven't fulfilled it, and it no longer can operate at the vibration that your physical body is, the soul has no choice but to leave, because your physical body is no longer serving its purpose. Okay? When that physical body decides to leave that physical body, it actually go into the astral realms, okay? Beloved ones, listen to me quiet. There is no such thing as death from the standpoint other than shedding your physical body, and that's not death, that's called transformation. When your soul transformation, it just leaves this physical body and go into the astral realm where it goes and it rests and prepare itself for the next journey, for the next incarnation, to be able to do what it needs to do. But as this soul has been on this earth realm, it has created a whole record of things that has been happening, and it is totally responsible now that this soul rectify everything that it has created, even in this life, when it gets it on the other side. It rests, but it has to come and work out the things that it has passed in order for it to perfect itself. See, this soul journey is basically about the soul itself becoming perfected to the point where it is preparing itself to go back to the Godhead, go back to the creators, so they can operate in that realm of those angelical beings that created it. Your soul is always yearning to get back to that place, And that's what the soul is preparing. Each incarnation that you take helps you to prepare yourself to get into your higher self. So each journey, each time you come to this planet or to wherever you decide to go, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that too, because planet Earth ain't the only place where souls go and souls go to develop and to raise their consciousness and go to a higher level. But in each incarnation, beloved ones, you are working toward perfecting your soul. So it is raising to that point where you are working toward perfection. And some of us, it takes a lot of lifetimes. some of us, you know, come through, and maybe in 4 or 5 lifetimes, they can perfect themselves to be that special being where they are conscious with the God consciousness and not have to come back and do it. Some of us, it may take thousands of lifetimes for us to get to that point where we are angelically conscious, God conscious enough that we can go and go into the realms, into the ethers of the Godhead and the creatures. And we can choose not to have to come back and do this incarnation thing over and over again, unless you choose to. You see, beloved one, a lot of people come, a lot of souls come back here because they want to come to help humanity and help mankind as a whole. And usually when those souls come back, they come back very special and high vibration, and they stand out because they are coming as helpers, and they are coming to make a difference on the planet. And you can tell usually who they are based on the vibrational energy of what they put out, what they create, and what they are manifesting here on this earth, okay? So you have to take, they're taking full responsibility. All souls are formed with a purpose and a reason. Every time you come here with a purpose and a reason. And like I told you earlier, one of those purposes is to develop your soul to that higher state of consciousness, as well as to come back to work out the things that you have created in your previous life. And just now, let me put it back and say it's a third thing, because you also come here to do, to help serve humanity. All of us come here connectively to do something special, okay, to help humanity. So when you come here as a soul and you do not fulfill your earthly purpose, you are actually affecting the condition of the masses on the planet because you didn't do your part. You see, beloved ones, we are all spiritually connected. And matter of fact, a lot of us have made contracts with each other that when we get to this realm of the planet, that we will show up in each other's lives to bring about the necessary growth and that we need to be. And yes, some of those experiences are not always so pleasant, you know. So, you know, when you see stuff going on out there in the universe and you see things happening, do not be so quick to judge why it is happening or how it happened, because you don't know the contract. You have no idea what contract those two souls have made in order to help that experience to experience what they need to experience. And some of it is good and some of it is not so good, but the spirits know what they're doing because they are learning in every situation, okay? The spirit understands that it's the learning process. So what shows up. So that's why God said, let me be the judge, not you be the judge, okay, beloved one? So when your human body is allowed to operate in that soul realm, then you will get to an understanding of what this whole thing is about and why you're here. You see, beloved one, like I said, that each soul purpose is to grow and to expand itself when it's there. See, your experiences that you need in your spirit will take place only in your physical bodies. That's why you're having these physical bodies, so you can have these experiences, beloved one, that you can be able to operate in this physical body. There are some people, human beings, that have the capability to astral project, as they may say, or leave their physical bodies. There are beings human beings or souls in the Himalayas in different part of that part region of the world that has learned how to lay their physical bodies down, and their souls are projected and go out into and do whatever is needed to do, and they could be able to come back and pick up their physical bodies. And there are some that's to that level. And beloved, Jesus was one of those beings who were able to do that type of thing. You see, for all of you who don't really know about Jesus in his metaphysical life, really need to do. See, Jesus had a grandmother, Saint Anna, who taught him all these kind of things. She is the one who took him on his journey into Egypt and to take him into Africa to be able to go into the temples, Sai Baba, and to be able to learn from these elevated beings how to actually lay his body down and pick it up at will. Okay, so that's for a whole another topic, another subject, and I will, you know, talk about that when I talk more about the life of Jesus. But anyway, Jesus learned how to lay his body down and pick it up at will, and that was one of the gifts that he was able to bring to mankind. So in your past, beloved one, everything that you have done has been recorded. Every life that you have lived is recorded, and it is recorded in your Akashic records. You see, beloved one, the Akashic records is the records that keep each soul's journey. These records are kept in the ethers, and it's protected and guarded by the angels. There are certain angels who are assigned to keeping the records of those souls who come and go. Whether they come and go on planet Earth or whether they come and go on another planet, those records are still there and still kept in the Akashic records. These Akashic records are very, very important, beloved one. And there are people who know how to access the Akashic records. Matter of fact, there are books out there that can teach individuals how to go in to be able to read their own Akashic records. Now, from what I have been totally warned, that going to your Akashic records is nothing to play with. If you don't know what you're doing, leave it alone. Okay? Now, anyone who is trained to be able to do that, take for instance, the guy in Virginia, I can't kind of call his name, that wrote the Virginia, there's an institution there, it's just kind of slipping my mind, I'm sure it'll come to me in a minute, but anyway, that person was trained to be able to read your Akashic records and to be able to do the healings, and most of you know who I'm speaking of, okay? So there are beings who are able to actually read your Akashic records. And that's being was able to read Akashic records and actually to be able to heal people based on the records of what was being done and what was being taken care of and what was necessary. So you see that people have to do it. But from what explanation that has been explained to me, that if one goes into your Akashic record and they do not go there with good intent, Edgar Casey. Okay, I know I will show up. We'll think of a minute. Sometimes we get these brain freeze and we forget it. But Edgar Casey, as much as I love Edgar Casey and love the foundation, the educational family, that foundation in Virginia Beach, I had a brain block. But anyway, Edgar Casey was one of those beings who was able to obtain and go into the Akashic records. And Edgar Casey did it for the purpose of healing. He only went there when he needed to find out what a soul was carrying from one incarnation to another. Because sometimes what you carry from one incarnation to another affects what happens in your physical body and what illness you may have even had in that particular incarnation. Edgar Casey was able to go there. If, beloved ones, if you ever get a chance to go to Virginia Beach, where the Edgar Casey Foundation is, I would suggest that you go there. Okay. Edgar Casey has over 40,000 some recorded records of individuals that he healed by using their Akashic records. And you can read about the things that was done. I mean, from all kinds of things, from mental to physical to emotional things, he was able to do because he was able to access these Akashic records. And I can guarantee you that Edgar Casey took this work very serious and never put himself or anyone in harm's way by misusing or manipulating anyone because of the information he had. He knew there was a serious price to be paid if he went into one's Akashic record and tried to manipulate them. Okay? So, you know, beloved one, just like the structure is in human life, order and structure is also in the heavenly bodies too. as well. Okay, there are hierarchies, there are higher levels, there are angels and angelical beings who work on certain things that are there, and the structure is there. So they, just like we have a government here, there is a structure in the universal cosmic where the angelical ones are ascending in that astral and higher realm, but it's order. Everything is in divine order and everything is there. So there is structure and there is organization going on there. See, beloved ones, that thus is the thing that you are working to be able to get back to. Once you are able to have reached that God consciousness, you too can go, your soul too can go back into that realm where you can operate and work from the angelical realm and not have to come back and deal with that. I imagine that must be one wonderful thing to be able to do. So each time that we're coming here in the evolution of our soul, we're in process of going to that higher level, okay? Now, but beloved ones, each one of us is given this thing called, as I spoke to you earlier, about free will. And so in that free will process, some of us fall short. Some of us do not develop or do what it is necessary for us to do at this particular, in this particular incarnation. And the universal God force do not condemn you for that, but you have to pay for that, okay? You are responsible for that which you have created. So when you do these things, you fall short, then you have to make it up in your next incarnation at some point. Now, the beautiful thing about reincarnating is that the human being, the spiritual being, come back at its own time. It is not forced out of that realm to come back, but most beings want to come back because they understand that they are working toward getting to that higher level, so they want to hurry up and come back so they can work it out and do what they need to do. But they, in order to be able to come back, they have to be able to select two beings, the physical beings that are here on the earth realm, to help create them the physical bodies that they need. You see, there are two beings that have to come together in order to give them the body they need to do. You as a soul choose your parents, beloved one. Your parents do not choose you. You choose your parents, okay? So those parents have to, whether you decide to come back in a Caucasian body, a black body, a Chinese body, an Indian body, an African, and so African body, whatever body you choose to come back in, you selected those two beings to do. So that you know that gave you your physical body. Then they gave you your physical body and their physical DNA structure. And that's what your parents do. But you chose them. So, beloved ones, stop going around blaming your parents for stuff that you are not able to fulfill or coming up short on. It's not your parents. You chose them. You are the one that said, you are going to be my parents. And you had some knowledge of what would happen once you got here, too. You knew about these two beings and what it is they were able to do. But you chose them anyway because you needed their physical characteristics in order for you to come back to do your job. Okay? So stop blaming and holding your parents responsible for what you have chosen and what you have done. You need to be able to strive to reach that God consciousness, because once you reach the God consciousness, there is no need for you to continuously to do this reincarnation thing. So that is what you're working on. And thank God. And thank God for your parents, too, because, you know, you chose them, but they still had a choice. They had a choice to be able to allow you to use, especially your mom had a chance to have the authority to be able to let you come through her body or not. So every time you see your parents, you should be grateful, especially your mom, because she said, okay, I will make my physical body available for you to be able to use to get here. And so they that was the being who opened themselves up in order for you to be able to make your journey here. Okay. There are cases from the understanding that I have that there are beings who have came to the planet without having both parents. They were immaculate conceptions. Now, I don't know this to be 100% truth. I could imagine that it could be true. All things are possible, so it could be happening. So sometimes there are angelical beings who just choose a being. Now, Jesus was supposed to be one of those, but not only Jesus, there are histories, there are stories that are recorded through history that of many beings who have came to planet through immaculate conception, where the spirit actually just placed an egg inside of a female to be able to be there, and that being came to fulfill some purpose. So I'm not doubting it. I think it's all possible, and it's all good. But in most cases, most of us choose the parents that will come, and our parents allowed us to use their bodies to bring forth here on planet Earth. Now, for some of you, I may be going to lose you at this point, because this is the part that may be a little controversial to some people, and that is that planet Earth is not the only planet where souls go. Beloved one, the God who created this universal expansion is vast. You are just here on planet Earth, but there are 9 other known planets, and I'm sure there's even more. And as souls, you have probably traveled to many of these planets, and you have had incarnations there, and you have experienced being there. I don't know if it's more advanced, less advanced, or what, but you have experienced being there. So this is a vast universe that's open to spirits to be able to go and come. So, and you as a soul choose where you want to go. You have the authority to choose where you want to go, and whether you want to come back here to Earth or to go back to wherever it is. And I know for some of you that's a hard concept to accept, but it is the truth, beloved. We are not the only intelligent society in the universe. There's probably a whole lot of more of them that are a whole lot more intelligent than we are here on physical Earth. I expect planet Earth is school, but for some of those other planets, I imagine that must be school also. And so you choose the experience that you need, what you need, and your experience is where you choose to go. And the Akashic Records will also give you history if you had decided to go to some other planet other than planet Earth. It is all recorded, beloved ones. Every action, every incarnation is fully recorded, regardless of where you decide to come for your life experience and your life growth process. It is being recorded, okay? And it is all about getting back to the Godhead. It's all about getting back to that state where you don't have to come and continually do this recycling thing over on a constant basis. But see, beloved one, and you must fully understand that your physical body is just a temporary house. Your physical body has no real power, beloved one. All the power that you exude and that you're able to project come from your soul, your spirit, your I am presence. See, that I am presence is what is controlling your physical body. So don't get so wrapped up so much in your physical body other than the fact that you need to take care of it, because it needs to be able to be in good condition in order for you to fulfill your earthly purpose. So yes, the physical body plays a very important part from that standpoint, but your true power comes from your spiritual I am presence. That's where the power is. You see, beloved one, and like I said to you earlier, there is no such thing as death as we've been told or we heard about. You know, there are some people who have chosen to believe that there is death and that nothing happens to them. Once you die, as they say, your soul is done. There's nothing else happening other than death. You're here for this period of time, and then when you die, it's in. Nothing else happens other than death itself. And that is so far from the truth. That is so far from the truth. There is, you're making a transformation. Your physical body is just, you or your spirit is just separating itself from the physical body because it need not to have this physical body in order to be able to fulfill the rest of its journey. Okay, and like I said, this physical body may be because you have excelled or did everything you need to utilize this physical body, or your physical body may have at some point failed and not able to house your soul anymore because of the low vibrations that you have created in your physical body. The soul is no longer able to stay there and be able to do what it needs to do. But in all terms, in all situations, it's okay, beloved ones. Leaving your physical body is just another transformation and to be able to allow you to be free and to be okay. So have no fear. Fear not death or this thing called death because there is none. It's just a transformation from one being to another position. Your I Am presence, which has been with you from the time that you were created, when those souls created you and placed you, your soul in the physical body, your I Am presence has been with you. And every incarnation that you've had, whether it's been 5, 6, or whether it's been 1,000, that same I Am presence has been with you the whole time that you have been in your journey. And you know what? God is, in his merciful and compassion, not only gave you this physical, gave you this spiritual I Am present, his DNA, but you were assigned a guardian angel at your time of entering into the realm, the earth realm. And that angel is not only with you on the physical realm, but that angel also is guiding you and teaching you even when you go back into the astral realm. Okay, they are called your guardian angels, and they are always with you. God's mercy knowing that as a new soul or a soul, you at some point needed to have some assistance. So the creators who created you gave you this assistance on the other side. Now, one thing about your assistants, your guardian angels, they do not interfere in your life. They not unless you ask them to. Now, they are there to help you in safety. When you're in a situation where you are not conscious of how to be or how to project or save yourself from yourself, a lot of times your guardian angels will step in to rescue you. But for as them interfering in your life, other than that, they will not do that unless you call upon them. They are always there to assist you and help you in your growth process. Okay? So, beloved ones, you got your I Am presence inside of you, and you have your guardian angels who are there also to assist you at all times. So you're never alone, and you're never by yourself, beloved ones. Once you fully understand that you are a spiritual being having a human experience, and you wake up and realize that is the day where you really begin to learn how to implement your power. You learn how to implement your power. You learn how to become a more powerful being because now you're in full knowledge of who you really are, that your spiritual being, and you give that spiritual being that is inside of you is the energy. And that is the entity that gives you to be able to do what you need to do. And the creators who created you gave you the authority to create your lives. So you are always co-creating with that higher self and higher being. You see, the creators who created you from the start always want you to live an opulent and healthy and pure life. Always. Now, if you choose to do something different, that's on you. But they always want you to experience your higher and best self for yourself, okay? So, beloved ones, each one of us are ancestries of the God that created us. So each one of us are gods and goddesses in the flesh, beloved one. And that is another saying that a lot of people may have a challenge with, but it is the truth. you can you if you are made in the DNA of something and likeness of something, then you have to be the same as that which you're made of. Likeness means being the same. So you, beloved ones, are gods and goddesses. Even Jesus said, if it is not written that you are gods. When Jesus was being stoned and Jesus were, they came after Jesus because they said that he was being blasphemy, using blasphemy terms to say that the I am presence out of him was doing the work and that it was not he who was doing the work. And he was saying that the I am presence is helping me. People wanted to stone him. And Jesus said, it is not written that you are gods. Yes, beloved one, you are gods and goddesses. And that too will give you power once you truly understand that you are gods and goddesses in your own world, in your own life. I'm not saying that you are the one who can go out and control the universe. You are part of that God force that helps control the universe, but you are definitely given everything that you need to be able to be gods and goddesses of your life, to be able to create that what you want to do. So now with the full understanding of that and having knowledge of that, then beloved ones, it is up to you as to what it is that you're going to create and what you're going to be in your life, okay? So I'm grateful that you were able to join us today and be with us today. I just want to sort of expand on some things that's going to be happening, and it's very important that I share this with you, take a few minutes. We are going to be expanding this show. We'll be going to have a new show called The Daily Inspiration, okay? This is going to be a format that we're going to be using in the morning times. Probably we're going to start off probably with 3 days a week. And this is something that is not only done by myself, but I have some associates, some of my ministerial friends and associates who I've been knowing and been with for many, many years, who are also going to be taking part in doing this show. I'm going to probably, after this show, it's going to start tomorrow morning. It will be 7th Mountain Time. And so wherever you're at, if you're on the East Coast, it'd be about 9:30. But also, it would be anywhere in the world at a different time. Because at one point, I thought about calling it the Morning Inspiration. And my beloved brother, Reverend Ty Wu Inman, said, no, maybe we should call it the Daily Show, because, you know, you're broadcasting in all parts of the world, and so it's not morning everywhere. So we decided to go with that and to be able to utilize that name. But that's going to be a format, and we're going to expand it. Like I said, we'll probably start it off with 3 days a week is the way it's set up, and there will probably more likely that's going to be a different minister each day to give you inspiration and motivation. It's going to be a 15-minute show, and it's going to help you to be able to get your day started and to be able to motivate. It's going to be strictly, it's not going to be like a sermon. It's going to be a motivational kind of experience to give you some insight about how to create and how to make your day better and to go forward, beloved one. We are finding that a lot of people are experiencing some low energy, and they need that word of encouragement. So we as ministers are here to encourage you. That's the purpose of to be a minister, is to help to encourage and to inform and to bring information that we are given to be able to help uplift. So each one of these ministers who are going to be doing that will be part of that uplifting process. We want to be able to help to motivate you to get you to a higher level and higher state. So I'm going to, like I said, we're going to start in the morning. I'm going to do the first show. And probably on Wednesday is going to be Reverend Joe, Minister Joe doing the Wednesday show, and Reverend Tywo Inman doing the Friday shows. But when they do, I'm going to introduce these special beloved ones to you, audience, and so you can know and will be begin to do. And there's another minister that I'm going to be bringing on, Reverend Rich, who is also going to be participating with us to help us in this growth process. Okay. So, but anyway. It's going to be a special thing. So tune in tomorrow morning, 7:30 Mountain Time, and whatever your time would be, you have to go ahead and look and see what your time is, what we're going to do. And the first show is going to be The Power of Persistence. how to persist in order to get to your day, because persistence overcome resistance. So we're going to talk about utilizing the power of persistence to accomplish what you need to do. So that would be the first show. And then each minister would have their own topic of what they're going to express to you. Okay? So anyway, beloved one, we want you to tune in. And we're so, so grateful that you stopped by today. And I'm happy that each one of you are here today. And hopefully you have gained something from this lesson today and something you can implement and use in your life to be able to do and wake up to. And hopefully you've got a little bit more knowledge about who you truly are. And now you have a little bit more power of who you truly are. So now you can begin to implement your power. Now that you are conscious and you're aware that you are have this energy and power, beloved one, use it to create a better life for yourself and for those around you. Okay? Not only are you doing it for yourself, but you do it for those around you, your family, another one. You have been given the light. You can see light. Everyone doesn't see light, but you see the light. So you're here to implement and to do and to be and to assist. So we're going to close the day with prayer, as we always do, because we're grateful and thankful that God stopped by and help us out to get to this level. So, beloved, mighty I Am presence, we give gratitude and thanks for another day of life, another day of living, and we just thank you for allowing us to experience this day, and that we thank you for the divine message that came through, and that we will utilize this information to raise our consciousness and to be more in tune and to be more aware of who and whom we are. We are recognizing that we are spiritual beings first before any physical deal, and that our spirits are always the driving force and the dominating force inside of our being, and that we thank you, God, for that information, that knowledge, and that awareness. We thank you, God, as we go through this week, that we will be divinely protected, that we will be protecting through our physical temples, that we will be able to go and do the things that we need to do because of who and who we are. And we know, God, through your light, we recognize that you are the source of all humanity, and that you are the source that allow us to be able to perform and to be able to come together. So we're just going to give gratitude and thanks to you, beloved God, beloved I Am present, for allowing us to be. And we pray, God, for divine healing for this nation. We pray that you touch its leaders and touch the old leaders going out and the new leaders going out and coming in. God, we know that you utilize every being for divine purpose. So we understand and have true understanding so that we do not judge, but we know that you are orchestrating and leading things as is necessary to be, God. So we thank you for giving us our mental capability to be able to see the truth, feel the truth, and giving us the spiritual energy to be able to understand who and who we are. So, God, thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. I am so grateful that you stopped by today. Look forward to seeing you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. So if you're able to tune in for all of you who are, I'm going to send a link on the Facebook page probably. And for anyone who is not able to do that, you can just go to Blog Talk Radio and put in the Holistic Ministry, and it will take you to the format of what we need to do. And also phone number that I would also provide for those that I would email out and to post on Facebook. But yeah, at any point, you can utilize that or just go to Blog Talk Radio. Okay? Okay, beloved ones, thank you. See you next week. I'll see you Monday. Okay, Monday morning. And not too many hours away. All right, have a blessed day.